Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka, a radio show addressing the many challenging issues impacting women today and supporting the integration of balanced feminine power in the modern world. For more information on Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka, visit our website www.ewwgw.com. Now here is your host, Ms. Gwilda Wiecka.
Hello, beautiful ladies, and welcome to Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, where we explore the many facets of being healthy, balanced, well-informed, and empowered women. I am your host, Gwilda Wiecka. This hour, we'll be looking at a woman's life-saving intuitive dreams. Women's intuition. We've all heard about it, though I found many men to be as intuitive as I. Maybe as women, we're just granted more leeway to listen to our intuition. Regardless, when followed, a woman's intuition can provide insightful guidance. But what about our dreams? Dreams are an amazing source, often overlooked in our rush to get up and face the many obligations of the day. Yet some of these dreams may offer life-saving information. Can we learn to remember our dreams and make use of them? Can we tell if they're prophetic or just processing our experience? How can we decipher our dreams to unearth the valuable information to be found there? With us this hour to explore the topic is Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Kathleen has spent years studying and teaching about dreams. A three-time breast cancer survivor whose dreams diagnosed her cancer, she credits her survival to the conventional treatment combined with her dreams as a diagnostic tool. All of her cancers were missed by the medical community and the tests on which they relied. The author of Surviving Cancerland and her latest co-authored book, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Kathleen is also a life guidance coach and inspirational speaker. Her website, KathleenO'KeefeCanavas.com. Kathleen, thanks so much for joining us on Empowered Woman.
Thank you so much for having me here. I've been looking forward to this all week.
I have too. When did you first become interested in dreams, Kathleen?
Well, you know, I was always pretty much an on and off dreamer. I mean, I've always been aware of the fact that I do dream, and sometimes I'm aware of it when I am dreaming. But it wasn't until I was actually in my early 40s, and I had gone for my yearly mammogram, pap smear, physical test, you know, the thing all of us women go through. And I started to have these incredible nightmares after I had been given a bill of you know, clean bill of health. And suddenly I had these nightmares that were telling me I was sick.
You know, let's go back in history. Historically, how have dreams been used?
Well, you know, back during the Asclepian dreaming temples in ancient Rome and ancient Greece, people that were sick and couldn't figure out what was wrong, or a lot of times, women who couldn't get pregnant would go to these Asclepian dreaming temples where they would sleep on the floor next to a priest. And these two people would dream in tandem, and then they would figure out what was wrong with the person's body, what was wrong with their health. And it actually started even before that, 4,000 2,000 years ago in ancient Egypt with Imhotep, who was the high priest to the sun god Ra. And Imhotep actually had temples where people could come and dream to get answers to their life, their health, their love, relationships, work, all of it. And so, you know, it started way back then, 4,000 years ago. But what I'm finding now is that there are so many women, just so many people, like you mentioned in the introduction, men as well, who are having dreams that are guiding them in their health, and helping them to become whole again. And so these dreaming temples are where it all started that we know of. But it's almost like we've gone back to the future now because they're showing up all over the place and we're hearing about them.
Dreams or dreaming temples?
Actually, the dreaming temples, because I did some research on them, have become health spas, you know, in Rome and also in Egypt. Those areas have become health spas because they continue to resonate with that healing energy. So they're not temples that you go into and you sleep on the floor and dream anymore. You go in, you have a massage, you meditate, and you get your answers there.
You know, it seems to me, just in doing the shows that I do, that a lot of people are really re-engaging with dreams in a way that we haven't for a couple generations, probably. Have you noticed that? And if so, what do you think is causing it?
I agree completely. I think what's causing it is a shift. And we're starting to see that shift in the medical community as well. We go to the doctor because we go for checkups to make sure that we're well. But we're relying so much on science that is not always right because people are manipulating the science in the hospitals and people make mistakes. And so when we have a dream, when that science misguides us, I believe that our inner guidance, that area that we go to when we fall asleep, that room between realms, that very special place where we can connect with our deceased loved ones, we can connect with our physician within. We go to that place, we collect information that says, no, I know the medical test said this, but we're telling you this instead. Go back and get a second set of tests. That is happening so much now. And those people who follow their inner guidance through those sacred dream doors are the ones who are living. And what we're finding out is the ones who are listening to their doctors, and I really believe our doctors want us to live. They're doing their job because they love people and they want to help. But sometimes when we listen to the medical tests that are in conflict with our inner guidance, the outcome can be very dire.
You say that science is manipulating. How do you mean?
Well, what I mean is, for instance, we are told over and over again as women how important it is to get a mammogram every year. Yet, I'm one of these women, there is 30% of women that mammograms do not work on. We have young, dense breasts, and they simply can't see through it. And although the medical community is saying that they are improving the mammograms or the mammographies, they're still not getting that 30% of women who have those dense breasts. So when you have a mammogram done and then you have dream that tells you you're healthy and then you have dreams that tell you you're not healthy, that there is something there, you need to go back to your doctor and request in the strongest terms possible for a second set of tests because you have insurance and your insurance is basically already paid for it. And so there are now articles coming out questioning whether mammography even works, that although they're saying it doesn't work on 30% of women, the new test results coming out are showing that it's actually much higher than that. And so again, if you have a conflict with the test results and your female intuition and gut feeling, go back and ask for a second set of tests. The worst thing, Guilda, that will happen if you are wrong and the medical tests are right is people will laugh at you. You can live with that, but you may not be able to live with a misdiagnosis.
Do you think that, you know, our bodies have their own little personalities, right? We're communities here. Do you think that we simply don't listen to our bodies anymore during the day and therefore they're trying to get across to us at night?
That's a very good point, and that's certainly possible. You know, we've been taught for a long time, once we get into adolescence, once we get into school, once we get into the education arena, that dreams are for children. You don't pay attention to dreams. They're just random firings of the mind in order to release tension from the day. They don't mean anything. But what we're finding is they do. They actually mean a lot. Not only do they give us information about our health, but our dreams are a safe area. We can dream at night and work out problems. Maybe you've started a new job in a new office, and suddenly you have met up with someone with a very strong personality bordering on bully, and you would like to really just kind of pull their head right off. Well, that's not an acceptable response in our waking world. However, in our dreaming world, there is no right or wrong. There is releases. Everything is safe. You can do anything you want. You can run over that person with a car. And it could be a symbol of your car being your life and your life taking charge of that person. But also, you can use recurrent dreams for weeks on end to finally find a solution in your dreams that you can use in your waking world and not go to jail, which might be where you are that strong person and you start trying to get to the bottom of why this person is picking on you. Is it something you're doing, or is it something that they are feeling from you because you remind them of somebody?
Well, you know, we're going to have to take a short break and get back on how we interpret all these dreams and how they make sense to us. But it is time for a short pause. Kathleen and I will be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Empowered Woman with Guilda Wiecka Radio, EWWGW.com, coming to you through the All Women's Radio Network, www.awrn.net.
Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, join me, Rob McConnell, as together we'll investigate the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology here on the X-Zone Radio TV show on XZBN and the X-Zone TV channel on Simul TV. Since 1990, the X-Zone Radio TV show has been the place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. Together, we'll investigate UFOs, aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic phenomenon, lake monsters, conspiracy theories, government cover-ups, the truth embargo, alien abductions, ESP, haunted locations from around the world, and so much more. With over 28 years of broadcasting and more than 4,500 individual guests, the X-Zone is truly a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality, as evidenced by the credibility, integrity, and professionalism of the guests that we bring to our international audience. If you have seen a UFO, had a close encounter, seen a ghost, Bigfoot, lake monster, or a story that you would like to share or have investigated, contact me, Rob McConnell, by sending me your email to xzone@xzoneradiotv.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-610-7035, extension 143, and on Skype, X-Zone Radio TV. For more information on the X-Zone Radio TV show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, visit www.xzoneradiotv.com or www.xzonetvchannel.com or simultv.com and xzbn.net. Until next we meet here in the X Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, always remember X Zone Nation. Keep your eyes to the sky and your heart in the light.
You have heard of the X Zone? Now watch it on SimulTV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide, and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is SimulTV. SimulTV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, sci-fi, and horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. SimulTV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have SimulTV today. Sign up at SimulTV.com. Do it today.
Welcome back. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show. We're dedicated to redefining and empowering the feminine. Remember, past episodes are available on our website, ewwgw.com. I'm your host, Gwilda Wiecka, and our guest this hour is Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Her website, KathleenO'KeefeCanavas.com. Kathleen, we were just starting to get into a part of dreaming that I think is one of the most important parts, and that's interpretation. You know, there's all sorts of symbols, and there's all sorts of dream books, and some of them say the same, and some of them are contradictory. How do we decipher what our dreams are trying to tell us?
Well, you know, over time, if you write down your dreams in a journal and you become basically one with your dreams in your waking world, you'll start to learn your own dream language, which is specific to you. It's how you speak to yourself in the dream world, and it's really, really important. I think children are probably better at deciphering their dreams and what they mean because they haven't learned not to believe in them anymore. Do we have time for an example of that?
Sure.
Okay, there's a story. It's called Up, Up, Up. And a doctor, Kathy Kemper, who is a pediatrician, used to work with children who had cancer. And she had one child who had bone marrow transplant, and they were very concerned about this little girl because they had to make sure that during the time that this new bone marrow was adjusting to her body, she did not get sick, pop a fever, or have a reaction or a rejection of it. So every morning, Kathy Kemper would go in and take this little girl's blood and send it out. And it was very early in the morning, and the little girl would complain because she had to wake up and get stuck with a needle and, you know, wait for the results, find out she wasn't better. And it was depressing. So Kathy walks into the hospital room this one morning, and the little girl's already awake. She's up. She's sitting up in bed. She's got her light on and greets Kathy when Kathy walks in the door. And Kathy says, "My goodness, you look so happy today." And she goes, "I am. Because I know that my blood test levels are going to show that my blood cell count is going up, up, up." Now, this is like a little 6 or 7 year old girl who has learned the lingo of the, you know, medical industry, my blood cell count, you know. And so Kathy says, "Well, how do you know that?" She goes, "I had a dream last night. I dreamed that I saw a great big thermometer, and that all of the thermometer were showing the numbers were going up, up, up. And so I know that my cell count is going to go up." Now, fortunately, Dr. Kathy Kemper is a big dreamer. And she believes that we understand our dreams and we know our dream language. If she hadn't been, she would have immediately been alarmed by the idea of a thermometer, which usually shows you have an infection and that you're running a fever. But what she did was she immediately took a blood test very calmly and said, "Okay, well, let's send it off and see what happens." The blood test came back and the little girl's blood cell count had gone up just as she had predicted from her dream. She understood her dream language. The doctors did not.
So, is there any modern-day proof? Are there studies being done that dreams can diagnose illness?
Oh, yes. Dr. Larry Burke, who's a radiologist at Duke University Medical, has been doing tests. And he has been taking that information and publishing it in medical journals. And the basis of it is he gets women who have dreams that are diagnosing that they have breast cancer. And then those women come in to him for mammography or testing. And the test results are showing that they do have breast cancer. And then pathology reports confirm the dreams, telling them that they have breast cancer. Right now, a book that he has just published, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, has 40 plus stories in it where there was an illness, not always cancer either. There's diabetes, there's a heart problem in there that shows the dreams are diagnosing a physical problem in the body, and then medical results are confirming the dream. So it's like a circle being completed.
What kind of percentages are they looking at there of accuracy?
You know, he's working on that now, but the accuracy of women coming in saying, I know something is wrong, or men coming in and saying, I know something is wrong, and then having it confirmed is very high.
That's pretty fascinating, isn't it? When did you personally become aware that dreams can diagnose illness?
When they actually diagnosed my illness, I had a dream after my mammogram in which I was having my regular nightly dream, and suddenly my dream froze, like a page on your computer freezes. And a pop-up happened in my dream, just like a pop-up on your computer, a window. That window turned into a door in my dream, and through that door walked a monk. I have no idea why a monk. But the monk walked through and said, come with me, I have something to tell you. And he led me through this doorway, this dream doorway, into what I call the room between realms, where other monks were standing. And they took my hand, they physically took my hand, they put it on my breast, and they said, do you feel that? And I could feel a lump. And I said, yes. They said, that's breast cancer. You go back to your doctor and you get a second set of tests. So long story short, it took me 3 visits to my doctor, who again gave me mammograms, blood tests, and physicals, and told me I was healthy to go home. 3.5 months to finally, when the monk walked into my dream, I started crying. And I said, the doctor's not listening to me. I can't go perform my second set of tests. I need them. And the monk took a feather out of his pocket, or out of his sleeve, actually, and handed it to me and said, use this like a sword to cut through the doctor's red tape and you'll get the test you need, which is exploratory surgery. And I did. And, you know, we were talking earlier about symbolism and working through problems in a dream. It's not like I went into his office and threatened him with a sword. I just went in and really stood my ground and refused to leave. And use this feather, this like angel feather, to make my point in my mind, to give me strength. And it turned out I was in stage 2 aggressive breast cancer with it in my lymph node.
Oh my goodness. And you were how long fighting to get that diagnosis?
3.5 months.
Ugh. You wonder what would have happened if we didn't have to have the fight and you would have saved 3.5 months of the aggressive cancer.
I know. I think it would have been caught much earlier. I would not have had to have all the surgeries I had to have. Probably wouldn't have had to have, you know, chemotherapy. I could have just had radiation therapy. My life would have been much easier. However, looking back, if my life had been easier, I probably wouldn't be here talking to you about this.
And helping many women in the process. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. So it was a purpose.
Yeah, there's always purpose, isn't there? You know, and in the interest of interpreting dreams, tell us how you decided what that feather meant and how you used it in ordinary reality.
Well, the monk told me. He handed me the feather because I told him, I said, my doctor's not listening to me and I don't know what to do. If you want me to live, give me something, help me. And that's when he reached into his sleeve and pulled out this little tiny feather and said, you go back to your doctor tomorrow and use this feather as though it were a sword. So in my case, I didn't have to really use symbolism. My monks were speaking to me with words, just as we're communicating. So there really was no need to try and decipher the dream. It was there. I was given directions, verbal directions, and told what to do. And the monk said, if you use this feather, you'll get the test you need, which is exploratory surgery. So when I returned to my doctor and said, you know, I know something's wrong. I don't care what your tests are saying, and I want exploratory surgery. He looked like I had just set myself on fire. He looked so shocked, and he goes, I can't just cut you open and look for something that's not there. It's not in any tests, and we've given you multiple tests. I can't feel anything. I don't even know where to cut. And I said, right here, and I pointed to it, and I imagined that feather. I imagined holding it in my hand. I imagined it turning into a sword. And it was as though we were in a vampire movie where somebody waved their hand or the vampire waved their hand and the person is suddenly glamored. And he goes, yes, okay, I'll go jump off a roof. And he went into his office, made an appointment for 3 days after New Year's, which was a week later, and boom, found it during surgery.
That's amazing. Just amazing. Now, was that dream different than your normal dreams? You were saying it's very literal and they're speaking to you. Are your dreams normally like that, or was this different?
I have a lot of communication in my dreams. I speak to a lot of people. Some I know, some I don't. I probably know them, but don't remember them. So it was a symbolic dream and it was a literal dream because the feather symbolized the power of an angel, a guardian angel, an archangel that was given to me. And, you know, people think of angels as being, oh, these sweet, white, shiny, creatures that save you from heaven. Angels are actually soldiers. They are strong soldiers and they are powerful. And you see that most angels, most archangels have swords. So the fact that he handed me that feather as a sword told me that he was acting on behalf of the angels.
Amazing. Well, it's time for another short pause. Kathleen and I will return to our discussion on the other side of this commercial break. So you stay right there. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com, coming to you through the All Women's Radio Network, AWRN.net.
Broadcast studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, to the world and beyond. You're watching the X-Zone Broadcast Network, www.xzbn.net.
AVS Media Demo.
You have heard of the X-Zone? Now watch it on SimulTV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is SimulTV. SimulTV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, Sci-Fi, and Horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world, interactive online network, and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. SimulTV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have SimulTV today. Sign up at SimulTV.com. Do it today.
Did you know that when you're on the road with limited data or Wi-Fi, you can still listen to the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell, The Science of Magic with Gwilda Wiecka, X-1, Dimension X, Space Patrol, and every minute of the X-Zone Broadcast Network by calling 213-401-0080, courtesy of Audio Now. No smartphone, app, or internet needed. It saves your data plan, and it's free if you have unlimited minutes. Call 213-401-0080 to listen on any phone, anytime, anywhere. Remember 213-401-0080 for the best of the paranormal, parapsychology, and sci-fi radio programming anywhere, 24/7, 365. Rob McConnell here, presenting an overview for Nicholas Paul Jennings, author of a fascinating book, Amen. It presents facts revealed by Egyptologists, facts that enable us to understand why Amen is the beginning of creation of God. It provides recommendations for religious leaders of the major religions to unify their beliefs and teach the word of God, love one another. Amen informs people how mankind conceived God. It was the Egyptians that developed the concepts of a soul, a hereafter, and son of God. And finally, after the worship of many gods, they conceived the belief in one universal God, the maker of all there is. For more information, visit www.futureofgodamen.com. That's www.futureofgodamen.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com. And live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
N.com.
Welcome back. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com, bringing the latest tools and information to support women during these rapidly shifting times. I'm your host, Gwilda Wiecka. Our guest this hour is Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Her website, KathleenO'KeefeCanavas.com. Kathleen, there's a lot of evidence apparently that dreams can be a very strong diagnostic tool. Mm-hmm. But how are we going to get that to interface with the medical community? And are there any steps being taken to aid that along?
Well, I think that, you know, doctors dream too. And so I think it's kind of important to have a feeling when you go in and speak to your doctor. If you're really honest and you say, look, I'm having these horrible nightmares about this or that, if they poo-poo it and try to send you home, go get another doctor. But chances are, if that doctor is on the same wavelength with you, that doctor will find a way to do a second set of tests. They'll speak in the medical language on the forms and get the job done. So sometimes we do have to speak in another language to our doctors. And one of the ways that I do talk to doctors in their language is I say, look, you know, the brain, when we're awake, there's only like 10% of the brain that's actually working. But when we go to sleep, sleep studies done in medical environments show that more than 90% of the brain is used. And so if the brain is our big computer, if something is going wrong in the body, our brain will actually tell us in our dreams to check this out or check that out. And I find that they kind of like that idea. They're comfortable with that because the brain is an organ and they're used to dealing with organs. not dreams.
You know, I've interfaced with doctors over the years a lot, worked out of their offices. I'm a preceptor for the University of Colorado School of Medicine. So I've really, you know, got to get to know a lot of the doctors, and particularly the younger ones coming on who are much more open-minded. And I've had several of them report to me how they're just puzzling over somebody's diagnosis, puzzling over somebody's illness, and in a dream, they'll get an answer, and then they follow it up, and it pans out. Have you heard of that?
I have, and I'm always so happy when I do hear of that. I have spoken with doctors who say they meditate every night before they go to bed, and they Reiki their patients, and sometimes they do get answers to questions they have about their patient in their dreams. I don't think it matters whether you're a doctor or you are a teacher or just a homemaker. If you open up the avenues to the dream world and ask for that guidance, the universe is always listening, and it will give it to you. And that's part of setting your intention before you go to sleep, which is one of the steps you can use in order to get information in your dreams. Set your intention.
Intention is such a huge topic about this, isn't it? Because, yes. You know, otherwise, how can we be sure the dream is indicating a problem rather than simply expressing a fear? Because dreams also help us process our fears.
Yes, they do. And as we were speaking earlier, you know, you've got a problem, you've got a fear, you feel like you're being bullied at work. It's during your dreams that you can work through that and work out a solution.
Would you share another story about women who've discovered illness through their dreams?
Oh, I've got one that's one of my favorites, and it's about, it's called The Silver Spaceship Aliens Saved My Life, and it's by Dana Anderson. And in this dream, first of all, before the dream even starts, Dana is undergoing treatment for uterine cancer, and she's stage four. It has spread to other parts of her body. It's really bad, really, really bad. The doctors have been trying everything to get it under control. It's not working. She's young. She's in her late 20s, and she has a two-year-old child, and she's a single mother. And so basically the doctors, and I know that this has to be the worst part of their job. They have to call her in and tell her to go home and get her house in order, find out who's going to take care of her child, because she doesn't have long to live. So she does. She goes home. She's terrified. She's depressed. She doesn't know what she's going to do with her daughter. She has all these decisions to make, and she falls asleep. And during her sleep, she has a dream. And in the dream, she dreams that she wakes up because there's a bright light coming from her backyard. And she walks out into her backyard, and there's this huge silver spaceship that's landed. And these aliens, little tiny aliens, get off the spaceship, and they're in like these silver suits, and they walk up to her and they say, "You need interferon. Remember that. Interferon. It looks like this." And they hand her some. And they said, "Go back to your doctor. Tell your doctor you need interferon." And then they get back in the spaceship. Boom, they go away. She goes back in her dream. She goes back into her bedroom, and in her dream, she comes back into bed. And then she really does wake up, and she writes down interferon. The next day, she goes back to her doctor. She says, "Look, I had this dream," and tells him the dream. And he goes, "You know what? We have nothing to lose." And he goes, "There is a drug that's not really on the market yet. It's still in the stages of, you know, where they basically try to see if there are any bad side effects. It's in the testing." But he says, "You have nothing to lose, so let's get it. I can get some for you. Let's try it." And Guilda, that was 20 years ago. It worked.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, in precognizant dreams, hindsight can be 20/20. Mm-hmm. How can we figure out what they're trying to tell us before we have physical evidence?
Well, you know, if you have a dream and you can't figure it out, again, set the intention before you go to sleep the next night to give you a clarifying dream. So another story is a woman who had a symbolic dream. It was through all the symbolism of, you know, things like spiders and crabs and stuff like that. And she woke up and she said, I have no idea what that dream was telling me, but I'm really scared out of my mind. I know it's something important. So the next night before she went to sleep, she said, give me a clarifying dream. Don't give me symbols. Tell me what this dream meant, because it really scared me. And that night, us for the first time, she met her spirit guide. And her spirit guide, this person, took her to a graveyard in Ireland and showed her a gravestone. And there were beautiful daisies all over the grave. And he said, if you don't go to your doctor and pay attention to that dream the other night, you're the one that's going to be underneath the ground pushing up the daisies. And she woke up. So that was pretty clarifying. She got it. She went back to her doctor, got a second set of tests, and she had breast cancer.
Wow. You know, you've mentioned a journaling. When you're setting your intent, do you journal that? And then when you wake up, journal the dream and cross-reference them?
That's a great idea. And yes, a lot of people do that. We encourage it as well. And when I say we, I mean Dr. Larry Burke, because I am one of his research patients, and I do work with him. So yes, write your intention down on your dream journal and put the next day's date at the top, not the night that you're writing it, but for the next day, so that you know that that's the day that you got the dream, or you got an answer, or your intention was answered, or your clarifying dream was answered. So yes, you can definitely do that. And it's a great way to look at the dream the next day with different eyes.
And it gives you a place to cross-reference, so that
yes,
it's not just kind of wild and out there. You set an intent, and so it falls within that.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. You also mentioned being able to fall back into a dream to get more information on it. Would you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. You know, how often do we wake up in the morning and go, gosh, that was just really weird. What did that mean? Or we wake up before the alarm clock goes off. And we want to know a little bit more about the dream. We were just getting to the end where we were going to get some information. Lie back down in the bed in this same position you were in when you woke up. Just snuggle down. Close your eyes and wait a few seconds. You'll probably slide right back down into the dream, just as if you were to wake up in the middle of the night, use the restroom, come back in, and get back into bed in the same position. We often just slide right back into the dream.
What part do you think the position plays in that?
Well, I think that our dreams are a part of body and mind. You know, we're mind, body, spirit, and in the dream world, we're all three. So when we physically get back into the same position and our body remembers that position from the dream that we were in, I think it's easier to just kind of slide back into it. We're comfy, we're cozy. Yeah, it just seems to work.
Well, that's great. We got a lot of stuff that works. You mentioned, we're just about out of this segment, but you mentioned spirit guides. I've heard of those in shamanic journeys, but you mm-hmm. have spirit guides in dreams?
Oh, absolutely. All night long. Sometimes they can be animals as well. Maybe, you know, they're usually something, someone that keeps showing up in your dreams. You recognize them. Maybe you don't know their name, but you recognize that person. They seem to be a presence in your dreams, and they will walk with you. They will talk to you. Sometimes it can be in the form of a deceased loved one. Sometimes it can be a monk. Sometimes it can be a dog that talks. I mean, we all have our own type of spirit guides that seem to connect with us.
Well, we'll need to go a little bit further into spirit guides and how we can use them in our waking world on the other side of a commercial break. But we do need to take another break. Kathleen and I will be back shortly to continue our exploration. So don't leave us now. You're listening to Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com. We're coming to you through the All Women's Radio Network, AWRN.net.
have heard of the X-Zone? Now watch it on SimulTV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is SimulTV. SimulTV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, sci-fi, and horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. SimulTV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have SimulTV today. Sign up at SimulTV.com. Do it today.
Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, join me, Rob McConnell, as together we'll investigate the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology here on the X-Zone Radio TV show on XZBN and the X-Zone TV channel on Simul TV. Since 1990, the X-Zone Radio TV show has been the place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. Together, we'll investigate UFOs, aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic phenomenon, lake monsters, conspiracy theories, government cover-ups, the truth embargo, alien abductions, ESP, haunted locations from around the world, and so much more. With over 28 years of broadcasting and more than 4,500 individual guests, the X-Zone is truly a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality, as evidenced by the credibility, integrity, and professionalism of the guests that we bring to our international audience. If you have seen a UFO, had a close encounter, seen a ghost, Bigfoot, lake monster, or a story that you would like to share or have investigated, contact me, Rob McConnell, by sending me your email to xzone@xzoneradiotv.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-610-7035, extension 143, and on Skype, X-Zone Radio TV. For more information on the X-Zone Radio TV show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, visit www.xzoneradiotv.com or www.xzonetvchannel.com or simultv.com and xzbn.net. Until next we meet here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, always remember X-Zone Nation, keep your eyes to the sky and your heart in the light.
Welcome back. This is Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, EWWGW.com, bringing the latest information to support women as we embrace our true power. I'm your host, Gwilda Wiecka. I always love to hear suggestions from my listeners. Please email me at Gwilda@EWWGW.com and share what's on your mind. Our guest this hour is Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas. Her website, KathleenO'KeefeCanavas.com. Kathleen, we were just getting into spirit guides and how they show up in dreams. Are these the same spirit guides that we call totems or helping spirits, shamanically speaking? And if so, how do we work with them during our waking hours?
Well, that's a great question. Yes and no. You may have two different sets. You may have more than one. But I think the best way to work with them during our waking hours is to first meet them in our dream world. And the way you can do that is what we were talking about earlier. Set that intention before you go to bed at night. I want to meet my spirit guides. I want to be able to talk to them. I want them to introduce themselves to me as my spirit guides. Do that. Another thing that you can do is if you're journaling and you're writing your dreams down in your journals, start looking through your dreams for the past month or whatever. Start underlining people who are showing up constantly in your dreams and walking beside you and talking to you. Chances are that's a spirit guide. So then set your intentions to be able to connect with that spirit guide, either through your dreams, your daydreams during the day. That's one way you can connect with them during the day, during your waking hours, is through your daydream, which is much like a meditation. You just kind of go into that very shallow meditation and connect with your spirit guide and say, okay, so what do you think I should do? Give me a sign. You will be amazed at the signs that will show up. You will be absolutely amazed. They'll just start like falling out of the sky. Feather will show up on the floor that was never there before. If your spirit guide likes to speak with you with butterflies, which one of my clients does, anytime she's got a question and she's not really sure what she should do for an answer, she'll speak to her spirit guide during the day in her mind. And when the right answer shows up, a butterfly will come with it.
You know, as women, as mothers and wives, you know, we're protective and nurturing of our families. Can we use our spirit guides to help protect our children when they go off to school or that sort of thing?
I think that we can, as female, our female intuition is so strong, Guilda, that I think that when our child is in danger, we're alerted. And sometimes we can even find them without a GPS. We have that internal GPS and we just show up at the shopping mall where they are instead of being in school where they're supposed to be. So yes, I think that we can use our spirit guides to help us do anything. I don't think there are limitations. And the only real rule that we have is the rule of permission. We really cannot use our spirit guides and our spirit world to interfere in somebody else's life as much as we'd like to. We have to have permission from them to help them. And that's where I don't even Reiki people unless I get their permission. Because you know, doing something, even with the best of intentions, without permission, is really interference.
Yeah, and it's arrogant. It's the assumption that we know what they need.
You know? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You report some people hear their name called during the day or at the end of a dream. Mm-hmm. What does hearing one's name usually indicate? Because I know it's pretty common.
Well, it really gets your attention, you know, so yeah. You know right away if you're in a room all by yourself and you hear your name called, somebody's trying to speak with you from your the other realm, your grandparents, your parents, somebody who passed over, and maybe at that time you're thinking very deeply about a problem, and suddenly you hear your name called, it's like a message, you're not alone. And not as in you're being haunted. It's you're not alone. You have loved ones here with you. We understand. We know. You can rely on us. You are never deserted by us.
Yeah, there's so many examples of that too, though, that like years back, I was sleeping and I heard my mother call my name and it woke me up out of a dead sleep. And not 5 minutes later, the hospice nurse calls me and says, your mother's getting ready to cross. We need you to get here. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think I've heard other people report that too, that loved ones that are in this reality, but getting ready to cross can get their attention that way as well.
Yes. You know, we're all connected to universal oneness. We all go back to where we came from before we were born. And so quite often when we are in the dream realm, we have connected back into that universal oneness. And people can just kind of go up into that phone line, as it were, and call other people, sort of like we did on Skype. It's like universal Skype. And quite often they just want to say goodbye on the earth plane and reassure you that they're going to be watching over you and be a part of your life on the other side as well.
It's a great comfort, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. How about dreams? You know, you'll have people in your dreams that are in your ordinary reality life that are alive. Does it necessarily mean it's those people, or is there a metaphor there?
No, it can be those people, or it can be a metaphor. It could be something that you've done with them before that's resonating with you in your dream. You're remembering something. And something that a lot of people don't really think about is many of the people that we meet in this lifetime or our family members in this lifetime are part of our tribe from previous lifetimes. We're often reincarnated as groups if we choose to be reincarnated. Sometimes we come down to help our family. We might be born as a child in a family, but our parents may have been our children in a previous life. And how often do we hear about children actually raising their parents? So, you know, we're all connected again through that universal oneness. And so in the dreams, we may be revisiting times that we spent with them. I know that a friend of mine who was getting ready to pass over from cancer, she kept showing up in my dreams before she died, and she did not look happy. Often she wanted me to help her pass over, and I knew that I couldn't help her, that only her spirit guides could. But I also remember that after she did die, she kept showing up in my dreams, and she looked much, much happier for about 2 months, until during one dream she said, "Will you stay with me until I leave?" And she crossed a street in a big city and was waiting for a bus. There was a long line of people to come and pick her up. And I got sucked out of the dream before the bus came. I was really angry with my guides, but I don't know why.
You know, it's interesting. I've heard that a lot, that people that are getting ready to cross over will start having dreams about going on a trip. Mm-hmm. That there's these dreams that really start to prepare people to cross.
Yes. And what was interesting about her dream is I didn't realize her brother had died a month before she had. And this man kept showing up in the dream, standing off to the side, watching us. And I kept thinking in the dream, who is this person? Who's this person? What does he want? He would get in the car with us. He would drive with us. He would do. And this is before she passed over. So he was waiting to make sure that she wasn't alone when it was her time to go. And I'm not sure that she saw him in the dreams.
They do that so often, though, our ancestors coming to help us cross. Mm-hmm. So how can dream work support us? You know, what's the main way dream work can support us as women?
I think that knowing that you have such a strong support system through your dream world, whatever challenge you're facing, and as women we face so many because many of us work during the day and we raise a family, and we also take care of all the pets and do all the housework. When we feel overwhelmed and we just don't know what we need to do, but we know we need to do something, by setting the intention to speak with our guides to help us work out a solution is an amazing way to solve problems and make our life easier, more productive, and keep us on our path, our spirit path. Because even though our parents may tell us we were born in or conceived in the accidentally in the back seat of a Ford, we are not accidents. We are here on purpose, and we have a life purpose, and our dreams can help us stay on that path.
We have a little time left. What do you see as the future of dreams in medicine?
I would really like to see us go back to the future. I would like to see a day where we walk into the doctor's office and say, "Doc, you know, I keep having this really concerning recurrent dream about my health, and this is what I think it means," and have the doctor say, "Tell me your dream," and watch him write it down, and then say, "Okay, let's do these tests."
You know, that would be a beautiful day, wouldn't it? And I don't think it's that far off, do you?
I hope not. I'm hoping that with the work that Dr. Larry Burke is doing, with many other doctors and therapists who are doing the same type of work, you know, it's like that tipping point. When you get enough of it out there, it's going to make a difference. And that is what I'm working toward by being on your show and having you be part of that tipping point. So I just really want to thank you for bringing me on.
It's just been my pleasure. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of our time together. Kathleen, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Our guest this hour has been Kathleen O'Keefe Canavas, author of Surviving Cancer Land and her latest co-authored books, Dreams That Can Save Your Life. You can find her books and all sorts of other information on her website, KathleenO'KeefeCanavas.com. Remember to join our email family to stay abreast of all the exciting new things we have coming up at EWWGW.com. While you're there, join in on the discussion on our blog. This has been Empowered Woman with Gwilda Wiecka Radio Show, coming to you through the All Women's Radio Network, WWWARN.net, Until next time, dear sisters, stand in your beauty, stand in your truth, and embrace your power. The world needs you and everything you are.
Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, join me, Rob McConnell, as together we'll investigate the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology here on the X-Zone Radio TV show on XZBN and the X-Zone TV channel on Simul TV. Since 1990, the X-Zone Radio TV show has been the place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. Together, we'll investigate UFOs, aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic phenomenon, lake monsters, conspiracy theories, government cover-ups, the truth embargo, alien abductions, ESP, haunted locations from around the world, and so much more. With over 28 years of broadcasting and more than 4,500 individual guests, the X-Zone is truly a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality, as evidenced by the credibility, integrity, and professionalism of the guests that we bring to our international audience. If you have seen a UFO, had a close encounter, seen a ghost, Bigfoot, lake monster, or a story that you would like to share or have investigated, contact me, Rob McConnell, by sending me your email to xzone@xzoneradiotv.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-610-7035, extension 143, and on Skype, X-Zone Radio TV. For more information on the X-Zone Radio TV show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, visit www.xzoneradiotv.com or www.xzonetvchannel.com or simultv.com and xzbn.net. Until next we meet here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, always remember X-Zone Nation, keep your eyes to the sky and your heart in the light.
You have heard of the X-Zone? Now watch it on Simul TV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide, and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is Simul TV. Simul TV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, sci-fi, and horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. Simul TV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have Simul TV today. Sign up at simultv.com. Do it today.